Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Bikurim. Says the Mishnah, right? This parak is all about who brings and who doesn't bring, right? That's this parak. That's the parak of called Yesh Mevi'in, right? Yesh Mevi'in. And when do we bring, right? Next parak, we'll talk about relationships between Bikurim and Truma and Maaser Sheni and Chala. That's all the second parak. And then the third parak, we'll talk all about the ceremony. What do you do? Mafresh Bikurim, and you take it, then you go to the parade, and you go to Yerushalayim, and what you do, the base of Migdash and the Mikra Bikurim. That's the third parak. But this parak is all about who. Who and when. So, says the Mishnah. Hakonish Neilan is B'doch Shal Chaveiro. Maybe Veino Kore, or on Zion of a base. If somebody is Kone, two trees, I'm Kone two trees, and I'm being Kone the trees, and I have the fruit, so I bring Bikurim, but I don't say Mikur Bikurim. Why? Because I don't own any of the land. And it says you have to say Admascha, right? Ashana Satali. But there's no land here, there's just fruit. So that's why if somebody has two trees, maybe Veino Kore. Rav Meir Omer, maybe Vikore. Meir says, no, maybe Vikore. Maybe Vikore, because Rav Meir assumes that if you buy two trees, you are Kona the Karka in between. And therefore, you can say, maybe, you can be maybe Vikore. If you look in the Meiri, this Mishnah is quoted in Baba Basra, in the Bavli, on Daf Pei Aleph. So the Meiri there summarizes. The relationship between monetary law and Bikurim, as we've said, is not always the same thing. As the Gra pointed out, we mentioned this often, that the Gra points out that there are three areas of halacha, six answers to every halacha question. Right, the Gra says in Parsha Shoftim, Kipalei Bimcha Davar, if you don't know something, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega, Dam L'Dam is Isser V'Heter. Din L'Din is Choshe Mishpat. Nega l'nega is tuma v'tahara. So every question in halacha has one of six words answers. Mutter aser, chayev pater, tamei tahar. One of those six words. So here, by Bikurim, in this context of buying trees, if I sell you two trees, so the first question is, did I sell you the land in between? That's a dinei mamon shaila. And then, you know, dependent on that, you know, Bikurim, and Mikra Bikurim, so that's what the Meiri here mentions. The Meiri says, Ava b'sheikh la'nu asadavar linyan dini mamanus. This is the Meiri in Baba Basra Pe'alef. Even though we've already decided regarding monetary law, shahakonish ne'ilonus b'toch shal chaveiro, lo kana karka, if I buy two trees, I did not get any land. Right? We paskin like the chachamim here, the Tanakama, linyan bikurim ein adavar muchlat b'yadeinu kolkach. Regarding monetary law, I don't have any land. But meaning you could plant in between. But you're the seller. But regarding Bikurim, it's not so clear. Umeata, and therefore, Hakonish ne ilonus betoch sada chaveiro. Maybe Bikurim is safek, avaleinu kore. You're maybe, just in case, but you're not kore. Right? You don't Bikurim because maybe you're not supposed to be Bikurim. And as the Gemara there says, it's just psukim, just say it anyway. No, merci kishikra. It looks like a sheker. If you're saying, Hashem, thank you for giving me the land, and you don't have the land. So you can't just say psukim. So the Gemara says, the Meiri continues, umikom akom yesh lecha lishol. But if it's really a suffix, the Gemara is going to talk about this, but in a minute. But I have a question. Shema ein lo karka, velo haya lo lahavi. Maybe the real halacha is that you don't have any land, and therefore you shouldn't have brought, v'nimsa she'ein taras bikurim chal aleihem, and really it's not bikurim, v'nimsa mevi chulun la'azara. You're bringing fruit into the Beis HaMikdash that are chulun. So how can you just say, oh, you might as well? You might as well? What do you mean you might as well? You might as well just bring it into the Beis HaMikdash? You can't bring anything you want into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? There's a machlokas rishonim. There's a question what the Rambam means. The Rambam gives examples. The question is, are those examples meduyak or not? Meaning, what if I bring a chair into the Beis HaMikdash? It's not a chair. Bring a chair into the Beis HaMikdash. It's not, I wasn't makdish at Lebet HaKabayis. I just know, I'm not aware of the halacha of that I'm not allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. Ezra's Nashim, I'm allowed to sit down. I'll bring a chair. You know, it's going to be a long night, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Am I allowed to bring a chair into the Beis HaMikdash? So, there are some Rishonim that say, the only Isser of Chulin Bazara is something that could be used in the Beis HaMikdash, like an animal, or maybe fruit. Fruit, if it's not Bikurim, because that's potentially Bikurim, or flour and oil. But says the Meiri. So how could you just say, if it's a suffix, whether you're supposed to bring this as Bikurim, maybe it's not Bikurim, and you're bringing maybe Chulin Lazara. So Tiknu Chachamim Mitokach, Chazal made a Takana. We'll have to see this. Shekol shemevi bikurim elu. If anybody brings suffik bikurim, yehe makdishan tchila lebetek habayis. You are makdish them. You say, just in case this is not bikurim, I'm being makdish this to the base of Mikdash. Kedei shelo sheyehe yochal achrisin lazara. So you can take it in. The yesh mefarshim, then he quotes, and there are those that say, shemakdishim al tnai. Make a condition. She'im bikurim heimutav. If there bikurim, great. V'yamlav yehekdash lebetek habayis. You make that tnai. So then the Miri says, okay, so this is either Bikurim or Hektish. Then how does the Kohen eat it? How do you bring it in? Okay, make it tonight. How does the Kohen could only eat it if it's Bikurim, not if it's Hektish. So you're again stuck. V'shema tomahar Kohen tzarach la'achlam. V'yaf l'dasa omer b'mzechaz machaz achila lo ma'akva. The Kohen has to eat it, and even if you don't say the achila is not ma'aki, mikol makom, ikar hava'asal l'mitzvah z'achila. V'heich ochlam v'hektishem. Teda. So what do you do? So he says, "This is the Yav Dusha." Achrei Chena Kohen Poda Osam Miyada Hektash Bishava Pruta V'Yakach Ochlam. Okay, he has to be Poda just in case. You have to give money to the Beis Hamikdash just in case, and then either you're eating Bikurim or you're eating Chulin, right? One of the two. V'Yadayin Ani Omer. I have another problem. Says the Miri, what do you do here? You bring it just in case. So first issue is Chulin Bazar. Okay, your mouth is just in case. Okay, how does the Kohen eat it? He's Poda just in case. I have another problem. If they're Chulin and they were never Bikurim, then he's supposed to take off Trumas and Maestros from them. So, v'sh'adayna ta'omer, shema eina Bikurim, v'nipsu'u mafkir mi Trumas and Maestros. So what do you do? So he says, you got to do that too. Teda, shekom ha'shem evi Bikurim elu tzarech ha'kohen lahafresh mi and Trumas and Maestros mi safek chulin v'yacharkach ochlanhu. The footnote points out, dover chadash ma'od ve'ineni maven. He goes through, he says, I don't see this anywhere else. You're going to take off Trumas and Maestros, v'savich chulin v'acharkach ochlan hu, im Truma, im Maeser, im Bikurim. Shav Maeser Rishon, nechal ha-kohanim, chulon ikitidya. So the Meiri says there's a lot of steps here that is not mentioned, but that's the Meiri regarding this Mishnah, Bava Basra, Pei Aleph. So again, the Mishnah says, if I'm bringing Bikurim from two trees that I bought, so machlokas, whether I'm maybe v'kore, that's Rabbi Meir, because you could assume that land was bought, or maybe Veinu Kari. Next, we have this already. Yavash Amayir V'Nixas Ha'ilon. What happened if I have Bikurim, and while I'm bringing the Bikurim, I hear, my wife calls me and says, by the way, the well got dried up, our tree is about to die. Or there was a hurricane, and the tree that you took the Bikurim from got ripped out of the ground. So now, could I say that from the ground that you gave, it's not connected. The source of this is no longer connected. So again, machlokas. Tanakama maybe ve'ino kore. Tanakama says, well, it's not connected to the ground anymore. The tree that you got this fruit from is not connected, so you can't be dumik or bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer maybe v'kore. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you still can. You still can. Next, last line. What about the when? Minachag va'ad Chanukah maybe ve'ino kore. We said before. We have, what's the classic time to bring Bikurim? From Shavuos until Sukkos. And then if you bring it from Shavuos to Sukkos, you're Mevi V'Kore. If you bring it after Sukkos until Chanukah, Mevi V'Eino Kore. You do bring Bikurim then, but you're not Kore. Why? Why? Bring Bikurim now. So why? Mara folded quotes on top. Because Bikurim has, it says by Bikurim V'Samachta. Right, V'Samachta, right? We had V'Samachta on, where was it recently? We had the Samachta about the wife, right? It has to be on Amud Aleph and yesterday's daf. The Samachta b'chalatov. It has to be a time of Simcha. See on top, Marafolda. Bezman she Simcha shu minat zeres v'achag shadam osef peirosa b'bayis. That's when the farmer is most happy, right? During the time of Shavuos till Sukkot, that's when he's gathering all the stuff in the field. Sukkot already starts the winter. He's not as happy. So you bring, but veino kore. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Omer, maybe Vikare. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, no, you do. Maybe Vikare. You can. Why? What does he say? Machlokas on the page. Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, the Marafolda says, he doesn't darshan that v'samachta. Zman simcha. He doesn't darshan it. Delo darsh v'samachta. If you look in the Rasir Liyo, he says, he still has simcha. The first column. The kasarva lo'ola mashkalei simcha. Debamin de mati batzir adachanaka. Sometimes things start growing late. And he'll have simcha. So either he has simcha or he doesn't need simcha. Right? One of the two in this discussion. We already touched on at least twice, both in the Hakdama and in one of the Dafim, about whether Bikurim is a Zman Grama or not, because it's a limited in time. But another point to mention here, from Minachag Ad Chanukah, this is one of, I think, eight I think eight. I thought it was six. I think it's eight. Eight mentions of Chanukah in Shas Mishnayos. Right? We mentioned Chanukah in Meseches Megillah. You know, what's the laning for Chanukah? Right? We mentioned Chanukah in Baba Kama. If you have a camel that's walking with a big load and it makes the store go on fire for the candle inside, but if it was outside, but it's Chanukah, it's okay. So we have eight mentions of Chanukah, very derech agav in Shas. And there's a question that many mefarshim ask, and that is, why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi not put Chanukah into Mishnayos? He put it in, you know, me'acharei, like here. You can bring Bikurim until Chanukah. Why? We have Maseches Megillah. Right? Maseches Megillah is all about, first two prakim are all about the laws of Megillah. So what about Chanukah? Chanukah happened hundreds of years before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah. Right, you want to say why Megillah, you know, why Chanukah didn't get into Tanakh? Okay, maybe Tanakh was already canonized, right, the Chashmonaim. But the story, the halachas of Chanukah, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah hundreds of years after the Churban. Chanukah took place during Bayis Sheni. Right, so why isn't it in Mishnayos? So that's one of the famous questions about Chanukah. They quote in the name of the Chassam Sofer. It's not written anywhere. That in one of his svarim, but they quote, and that's why some say he chas v'shalom, he ever said it. But Chazam Sofer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi comes from, as we know, David HaMelech. Comes from David HaMelech. The Ramban, in Parshas Vayechi, writes on the Pasuk, Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda, that nobody's allowed to take the Malchus from David HaMelech. There's an Isser. It's not just a prophecy, it's an Isser. I Shaul HaMelech, that was before David became king. But the Ramban says, even though Chanukah was an amazing miracle, an amazing Torah returned on the Beis HaMikdash, but the Chashmonaim did a chet gadol. The Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim, should have stepped aside. They became the Malachim. The Kohen can't be the Melech. Right? It's got to be somebody from Shevet Yehuda, from David HaMelech. So, and that's why, says the Ramban, the Chashmonaim didn't last. Remember Basra Daf Gimel, right? The last one, she jumps off, she commits suicide, right? It didn't last because they were not supposed to be king. So the whole Chanukah story is tinged with a little negative. Says the Ramban, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't want to write it because he comes from Malchus Beis David and this Ramban and the Chashmona. So some suggest that, but others say Chas V'Shalom. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, what, holding a grudge or saying there was something negative? And also, most Rishonim, look at the Rambam. The Rambam does not say a word about negativity. He says, Chazra Malchus Li Yisrael. The Malchus returned. Either he has a different understanding of Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda, or he understands that if there's nobody else, then they can be the king. But that's one suggestion. Others say that Rav Mirsky writes in one of his Sfarim, the Hegyoni Halacha, that every Masechta has, as the basis of the Masechta, throughout the Masechta, Yedarshim Sukkim. Darshim Sukkim from the Sefer in Tanakh that has to do with that Masechta. Chanukah has no Sukkim to Darshan. It's not in Tanakh. And therefore, there's no Masechta about it. Just to say it a little sharper, you could only write a Torah Shebal Peh about something if there's a Torah Shebechsav about it. Then you could expand. Right? Masechta's Megillah is because there's Megillah's Esther. For whatever reason, that Chanukah couldn't get into Tanakh, whether it was too late, whether it was already canonized, or for whatever other reason, if there's no Torah Shebechsav, then the Chachamim don't have the authority to make Torah Shebal Peh. Every Masechta in Shas is based on Sukkim. Menachas is based on Sukkim, and Temur is based on Sukkim, and it's based on Sukkim. Based on Sukkim. So maybe that's another idea. And again, there's a lot more, but Chanukah, as we know, comes up just tangentially. Tangentially, eight times in Shas. Here's one of them. Here's one of them on today's daf, but not in a primary way. Okay, so we have three machlokos in the Mishnah. Number one, about buying two trees. Number two, about the tree getting uprooted or the mayan drying out. And number three, bringing bikurim from Sukkot to Chanukah. Three machlokos. Let's go back to the first one. First one was about if you buy two trees. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina boi, kana ilan echar lo kana karka. If you buy one tree, you for sure, if I buy one tree from you, I definitely didn't buy land from you. That tree doesn't come with any land. Shnayim lo kana karka. Two also, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosef Chanina, also lo kana karka. So ask the Gemara, echad eno mevi kalikar. If you own a tree, but not the ground, and you get fruit from that tree, you don't even bring the bikurim. Eno mevi. Shnayim mevi veino kare. So what's the difference? If one or two trees, you don't own land. So then, why by one do we say you don't bring it all to the Beis HaMikdash, and by two you bring and you're not korei? What's the difference? So Amar Lei Rebbe Lazar, Milan de Tzrichin L'Rabbanan Bebeis Vada Atshal. What things that the rabbis didn't know? You're asking me in public? Well, you're embarrassing me. You're trying to stump me, and I'm not going to know the answer. Right? Says the Marafolta. Kadila Vaisheni. Well, can you ask me a question like that, middle in front of everybody? Right? So there's no answer given to that question. What's the difference between one and two? The Bavli in Baba Basra has an answer. Right? One is for sure you don't own land. So that's Eino Mevi. Two, as we just saw in the Meiri, two is not clear. Three, if you buy three trees, you definitely have land in between. One, no. Two is a suffix. So that's why Mishum Suffix were Machmir. So by a case of Dini Maminis, right, in there Baba Basra, we say Amos Mechavel Avaraya. It's a suffix. What's it really do by suffix? Muchzak, the person who has the money, keeps it. But by Isser, right, Savi Darai Salachumra. So just in case, you got to bring it to Yerushalayim, right? Because it's a suffix Isser. Bikurim is Isser also, and therefore you have to bring it. Okay, that was case number one. Case number two, Yavesh Hamayan V'Nitzach V'Chulu. So what was the case? You have fruit, you're on your way, and you hear that there was a hurricane, and now the tree that the fruit grew from is ripped out of the ground. So what's the halacha then? Right? Where the Tanakhama says, you could bring it, just you can't do the mikra bikurim anymore. Because, you know, you can't say, al adam asher nasatali, right? There's no connection anymore between these fruit and the ground. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, maybe v'kore. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say maybe v'kore? Even though the tree is not in the ground anymore, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, switch that girsa, Rabbi Yehuda avid ha-se'ilam kakashin. Rabbi Yehuda makes the tree like stalks. Meaning what? The stalk is just a pipe, a conduit between the fruit and the ground. Right? If you have apples on an apple tree, or let's take this, pomegranates on a pomegranate tree, is the pomegranate tree growing from the tree? Or is it growing from the ground and the tree is just the connector between the fruit and the ground? Rabbi Yehuda holds the tree is not so important. The tree is just the connector. And therefore, even if the tree is uprooted, you still have the land. You could still say, the land that you gave me, because the fruit is really directly connected to the ground. And the tree is just like a stalk in between. That's Rabbi Yehuda Avid HaSe'ilan Kakash. And this connects to a Mishnah, Maseches Brachos. Taman Taninan. We learned in the Mishnah in Brachos. Remember the halacha. Biracha Ber HaSe'ilan Bori Pri Adama Yatsa. By mistake, if I made a Bori Pri Adama on a fruit, I'm Yotze. If I made a Bori Pri Eitz on a vegetable, I'm not Yotze. Because a cucumber has nothing to do with a tree. And therefore, if I say Bori Pri Eitz on a cucumber, I'm not Yotze. But if I say a Bori Pri Adama on a fruit, I'm Yotze. Why is that? So the Gemara suggests that this Rabbi Yehuda. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says here, by Bikurim, even if the tree disappears, you could still be maybe Vekore, because the fruit connected to the ground. So too, by a Bori Pri Ha'etz. You could say a Bori Pri Ha'dama on a fruit, because the fruit's connected to the ground also. Rabbi Chizki, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, to Rabbi Yehudi. This Mishnah in Brachas is following Rabbi Yehuda's approach. To Rabbi Yehuda, Avad, it's an honest concussion. Just like Rabbi Yehuda in Bikurim says, you could still be Korei, even though the tree is not connected anymore, because it's just like stalks and the key is the fruit to the ground. So too by Hilchos Brachos, you could say Ha'adama on a fruit, because the fruit is connected to the ground. So it's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi Divrei Akoli. That point I disagree with, says Rabbi Yossi. That Mishnah in Bikurim, right, says that, what's the problem with this, by the way? We paskin like the Mishnah in Brachos. But we don't paskin like the Mishnah in Bikurim. Meaning we paskin like that Mishnah that says you can make a hadam, b'di'evit, make a hadam on a fruit, you're Yotzei. But the Gemara, what did the Gemara just say? Oh, that's like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Bikurim. In Bikurim, if the tree gets ripped out, no good. You're maybe Veino Kare. So if we say our Mishnah Bracha is Rabbi Yehuda, then we're a little stuck. So that's why the Gemara saves us. We're saying, no, I'm Rabbi Yossi Divrei Akoli. No, that Mishnah, allowing Bori Pri Adama on a fruit, is according to everybody. Peros Ha'ilan Bechla Peros Ha'adama. Vein Peros Ha'adama Bechla Peros Ha'ilan. When you say Pri Ha'adama, that includes fruit. So what? You can still say, yeah, you need the tree. But It's still, ultimately, it's from Adama. So Hilchas Brachas doesn't have the same rules as Mikra Bikurim. By Mikra Bikurim, you would need the tree, we would paskin, right, to be Korei. But for Hilchas Brachas, Bari Pir Adama is more inclusive, and that's fine. And that's what we paskin. Interesting, though, right, most of the time, you can't have a backup bracha, except one. Right, if you make the wrong bracha on a mizonos, right, mizonos also comes from the ground. But if you say adama on the mizonos, not going to work. Right, only shahakol, as we know, shahakol works for everything b'di'eved. Right, as a shayla, does it work for hamotzi? Discussion in the poskim, but shahakol generally works. The question is how? What's the lumdus of that? Is there a lumdus? So there's evidence that shahakol is a different kind of bracha. All brachas are matirim. All brachas are matir. The food to us, as the Gemara says, that one pasuk says Lashem Arasu Malawa, and one says Lashem Arasu Salamnei Adam. So how do you put it together? So kan lefnei bracha, kan la'achara bracha. Before the bracha belongs to Hashem, and after the bracha belongs to me. But shahakol seems to be different. There is a Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak of brachas about mazik. The Gemara says if you eat something that's damaging, you drink oil straight. But the Gemara is trying to figure out what the bracha on oil is. The Gemara says, well, if you drink oil straight, you don't make a bracha. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be if you have a mixture of food and oil is the main ingredient. That's how you're going to drink oil. But the Gemara's havamin is, you're not going to make a bracha, it's mazik. And Rashi says, you're not going to make any bracha. The Rambam says, and you're not going to make the specific bracha, you're going to make a shahakol. The Rambam says, you make a shahakol on a davar hamazik. The Gemara sounds like you don't make any bracha. So why is that? How do you make a shahakol on a davar hamazik? Right? There's Tosfos in on Daf Mem Gimel in Brachas says, what if you're not sure about a bracha on besamim? Which bracha to make? Says Tosfos, make a shahakol. Make a shahakol. We're not paskin that way, I don't think. We're not going to make a shahakol. Right? And there's other, right, the Gemara, one more, the Gemara Bracha, Staf Lamed Ches in the Bavli, is talking about the minimum requirement for a shear of a bracha. How much do you have to eat to make a bracha? So Rashi and Tosas both there say, it's talking about bracha achrona. Bracha rishona, there's no minimum. Even a tiny amount, I have to make a bracha before I eat it. Bracha achrona, afterwards, then I need a shear. Kezayis, kebetza. But Rabbeinu Yona, there in Brachas, Staf Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches, says the question is even about bracha rishona. What do you mean? You always need a shear. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if you have less than the shear, then you make a shahakol. That's the Gemara's question. Do you need a shear or not? So what's shahakol? So some achronim, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig has a piece on this where he says, shahakol versus the other brachas are different. The other brachas focus on the chefza in order to be matir to us. We think about it. Bori minei mizonos, bori pri adam. It's focusing on the chefza. Shahakol is more about the matir on the gavra. It's so inclusive, you don't mention anything specific, because it's a different mechanism of bracha. Right? It's not about the chefza, where I acknowledge the chefza comes from Hashem, and that's what's matir it, but it's just more about everything's yours, Hashem. Shahakol niyeh bedvaro, I don't focus, and that's why it's so inclusive. And there are other, even by a davar amazik, and there are other nafkaminas also, but that's a little bit about shahakol being the most inclusive. Our Gemara says that hadama includes Ha'etz, but Ha'etz does not include Hadama. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bun Bar Kana Kuvay Kumi Rabbi Ila, Machar Lo Sade Bekamoseha, Bekamasa, Halokeach Ma'oshiyavi Mimene Bikurim. What if I sell you a field of grain? It's totally ripe. It's still connected. So you're going to cut it. Do you bring Bikurim? Because you're right, yeah, it's the field that Hashem has given you now, but it didn't grow when you owned it. So do you bring, so Rabbi Ila says, of course you do. Why not? Right now you own it. You harvest it on your field, so you do the Mikra Bikurim. He says, no, Ad Kedon Lach, Rabbi Bun says, I understand if it's moist. Moist means it's not totally dried out yet and it still needs the ground. Afilu Yavesha, what if it's totally dry? Meaning it doesn't need the ground anymore. You're just about to cut it and then you buy it. So would you still do Mikra Bikurim? Everything about the growth happened when it was not yours. Amarle, Afilu Yavesha, yep. Even Yavesha, even totally dried, it is going to be, you're going to do Mikra Bikurim. Says this is Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Yosef Engel says that this is Rabbi Bun now answering asking a rhetorical question, like, how far are you going to go? Afilu ksura? What if it's cut already? You're telling me if it's still attached, but it's totally ripe and it's dried out, ready to be cut, you could bring bikurim for that? Why don't you go a step further? Even if it's cut. Afilu ketsura. I mean, ata afilu chitim. What if it's not only cut, but what if you've taken the kernels off of the wheat? And you have the kernels now. You're going to tell me there, if you buy all the kernels and you buy the land, you're going to tell me that's enough for mikri bikurim? Kachanu omrim, says the Gemara. Halokech ben ashuk, maybe bikurim. If you buy from the shuk, you buy fruit from the shuk, and then you buy the land that the shuk it grew on, you're going to be baby bikurim? No, of course not. Rabbi Bun Bar Kana says, no, you're going too far. It's not clear in the Gemara how far. What does Rabbi Bun not like? Like, how far? What would he say? Of course, these last cases aren't going to work. If you buy the kernels, you're not going to be kore. If you buy when it's cut, what is he? Doesn't even like yavesh? That's not 100% clear. What's his line? What's his line? Unclear. Okay, but either way, this is the conversation. Pshita hamilsa, relating to this. So it's obvious, the following halach is obvious. Machar lo peiros v'shiyah lo karka. In the other way, let's say I sold you fruit, and I sold you trees, and I kept some of the land. Machar lo peiros v'shiyah lo karka. Hamochar yachal lo havi, shein lo peiros. And the Marifold adds in, Halokech en yachal havi shein lo karka. If I sold you fruit and I keep the land, then neither of us could be kore. Neither of us could be kore, or maybe even bring, because I don't have the land, I don't have the fruit. The mocher cannot bring, because he doesn't have the fruit. Right, that's for sure. The lokeach can't bring, because he doesn't have karka. Chazer v'lacha mimenu. What about this case? I sold you, fruit grew in my field, I sold them to you, and then I bought them back. Can I bring bikurim? Can I bring them as bikurim? Maybe vikore? Because it's my fruit, and it grew on my tree, but you were just the owner in the middle. Right? So what's that? What the halach in that case? Chazar v'lachach mimenu. So nishmeinim in adam. Maybe we can learn it from the following. It says in Meseches Tumura, right, there's something called esnan zona. If a man gives a woman an animal for her services, in esnan zona, that animal is possible to use as a karban. Can't use it as a karban. Nasan la, change the gears some ma'os. What if a man gives the woman money for her services? She takes that money and buys an animal. Could that animal be used for a karban? Yes. Hare ilu mutarin. That's going to be used for a karban. Yeno shmanim uslasos. But what if I gave her, what if a man gives her for her services wine, oil, and flour? Could that be used? That's direct no. Right? That's called esnan, the present to a zona, right? And it can't be used. So yedis banim slasos, kol davar, and the Brisa adds on, kol davar shekayotzi v'karv l'gabim mizbeach, aser. Anything that is carved on the mizbeach is aser. What is that phrase including? We already said, animals is in the Torah. And then what did the Brisa already say? Wine, oil, and flour. What else is carved on the mizbeach? So the Gemara says, it must be bikurim. Bikurim are called brought to the Mizbeach. Ein bechlal ela parchili anavim v'tor shel shibolim. If a man pays a woman for her services with pomegranates and fruit of bikurim, that's usur. So that's what's being referred to. That's usur to bring on the Mizbeach. Which, by the way, put it on the list, right? This is bikurim are called korv l'gabim Mizbeach. We said yesterday, right? Kutchim. But the Gemara says, "Mana kayamin." What are we talking? What's the case here that we're talking about here? That a man's bringing these, using these bikurim. In b'shanasan labesnana, if a man is just giving a woman fruit for her services, then of course she can't bring it. Why? What if you buy? Forget the. This, if you buy fruit, you can't bring as bikurim. It didn't grow in your rishus. Kachanu or malokech man ashuk maybe bikurim. If you buy fruit from the shuk, you could bring it as bikurim. No. So this is no better than that. So Elaki Anan Kaiman, what are we talking about? Bishayo Gafana Mishala. It must be where the woman has vines. The woman has grapes. Umachra la Perosi, and she sold her fruit. And the man bought her grapes from her. And then he's with her and he pays her with these grapes. The Chazar Venasam la Basnana. Right? So what is the Gemara, what is the Gemara saying? That cannot be used in the base of Migdash. Why? Bibre Shihaya Esnan. It's an esnan, so that's why it's puzzle. But just as bikurim, it would be able to be brought. Halohaya esnan, if you didn't have the esnan problem, maybe it would be able to be brought. Hada amra chazav lachim menu maybe. So you see that if you own something, and then even though it was bilus in the middle, if you get it back, it would be able to be used. That is the diyuk from this whole discussion of Estan Zona. Estan Zona is interesting. The Sefer Chinuch in Taf Kuf Ayin Aleph Mitzvah 571 talks about why can't you bring this as a carbon? What's the message of Estan Zona? Not only because connected to a Toeva act, but also Shema Yachshov Beis Karbano Baoso Inyan Ra. You're going to be thinking about this. The owner is going to be, your thoughts are going to be about this. So it's not just about the animal itself is labeled as an Estan Zona, but the person might be thinking about this, and that's not something that we could allow. He uses the Lashon of Mefagel. It doesn't mean piggle here in the classic legal sense of the word, but means that we can't have this. Again, there's a lot of lundis on Estan Zona, but we'll leave that for now. Hashem, we will continue next time.